Today's date is November the 19th, 2002. The time is now 22:14 hours. This is an interview with Mr. Nathaniel Arnold Kaufen, C-A-U-T-H-E-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
You go by the nickname Stinky, is that right?
Yes.
And that's what we've been calling you tonight, correct?
Yes.
Your birthday is December 17th, 1986, correct?
Yes.
So you're 15 years old, right?
Yes.
The IR number in this case is 252-704. Present for this interview is Detective MC Red Detective.
MS Lovejoy.
MS Lovejoy. And again, Stinky is a name that you go by pretty regularly. It's not a name that I gave or anything, is that right? Earlier today, the police talked with you at your house at 721 Gulf Law Street, is that right?
No.
Where'd they meet with you at?
At Devonshire.
On Devonshire? Okay. And did they ask you to come down here and talk with them?
Yes.
Do you remember who brought you down here?
No.
A couple of detectives?
Yes.
Okay. Did they put handcuffs on anything like that? Tell you under arrest? Okay. Has anybody told you under arrest all day today?
No.
At some point, you came down here to the police department, and then a couple of detectives came in and talked with you. Is that right?
Yes.
And you agreed to stand and talk with him. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then at about 6:30 or so, Lieutenant Weevil and I came in and talked with you, and I asked you some questions about your brothers and your mom and your dad and stuff like that. Is that right?
Yes.
What we call a personal history form, and you gave me all that information, correct?
Yes.
And you graduated, you're in what grade?
Ninth.
You're in ninth grade at Independence?
Yes.
Okay. You live with your mom at 621 Gulf Law Street, is that right?
Yes.
And your telephone at home is 997-9018, the Cricket phone, correct?
Yes.
And I believe you said you're on probation now?
Yes.
What are you on probation for?
Stolen vehicle.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know when your probation is supposed to end?
At the end of January.
Okay. And you'll be 16 in 3 weeks, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
When Lieutenant Weald and I first came in and talked with you, we didn't get very far with our conversation, did we?
No.
We then talked for about 35 minutes or so. I'm sorry, 25 minutes or so. And at that time, you just kind of told us you were at the bowling alley and here and there, but you don't know anything about what happened to this old man over there on Moravia Street, is that right?
Yes.
And that's not true, is it?
No.
As time went by, we made arrangements for your mom to come down here, is that correct?
Yes.
And your mom is Teresa McCants, is that right? And she came in this very room we're in right now and talked to you for about 15 or 20 minutes, didn't she?
Yes.
Sergeant Byron was in here, the black sergeant. Was in here a little bit ago, is that right? And your mom was pretty upset with you, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Your mama told you she felt that when she first heard about it that you had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that what she told you?
Yes.
Is she right?
Yeah.
But then Lieutenant Weevil and I came back in here and talked with you after we did some other things. And in between times, you just were kind of left in the interview room by yourself, is that right?
Yes.
And did you ever need to go to the restroom or anything like that?
Yes.
Did somebody take you to the restroom?
Yes.
Okay. So you've had all your needs met?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And about 10 minutes after 9, Lieutenant Weevil and I came back in here and talked with you some more, is that right?
Yes.
And at first we got back on the same page about you didn't know anything about it. Then later you said that you and Jed and Darrell and Bubba and Jessica were together.
Yeah.
And then we got on the page and I drew a line on my notes here, is that right?
Yeah.
And then we started talking about what the truth was. Correct? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then you said that everybody was beating him. I believe that was the words out of your mouth, correct?
Yeah.
And everybody, who all you were talking about when you said everybody?
Me, Bubba, Darrell, and Sean. And that's it.
Jed got anything to do with it?
Yeah, to my knowledge, he do.
Okay. He stood out in the yard?
Basically.
Okay. Did he go up there and lay hands on this man?
I don't know.
Talk clearly so your voice will pick up.
I don't know.
Well, you know whether he laid hands on this man or not, right? Did he lay hands on this man?
Not that I call, not while we was up there. Okay.
Was he in on the plan of the robbery?
No.
Okay. So Jared really didn't have anything to do with this, did he?
No, man.
Jed's mentally slow, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. He goes to special school?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we first started talking, when we were talking real language, you said that everybody was beating him.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now tell me what the plan was before y'all went up there. What was the plan?
Let me just get some money.
Get some money?
Yeah.
Do you use the term make a lick?
Yeah.
Is that what y'all's plan was?
Yeah.
Who had been talking about what the plan was prior to this day?
Nobody.
Well, who had been talking about doing a lick?
Nobody.
You ain't talked about doing a lick? Earlier you told me that y'all talked about doing a lick five or six or seven different times?
Yeah, but different days, on different days.
Right. That's what I mean. You guys have gotten together before and talked about doing a lick, correct?
Yeah.
But you said that not necessarily talking about this man.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all talked about doing a lick on other occasions, but not necessarily picking out a victim.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on the night this happened, where was everybody at before this scene broke down?
Jessica's car.
Jessica has what kind of car?
I don't know the name of.
Okay. What color is it?
Black.
Her car?
Yeah.
So where did you meet up with Jessica at?
At Devonshire.
On Devonshire?
Yeah.
Who all got the car?
Me, Darrell, Bubba, and my little brother, that's it.
Rayshawn?
Yeah.
Darrell?
Yeah.
Bubba?
Yeah.
And do you know Bubba's real name?
Chris.
You know Darrell's real name?
Darrell.
And Rayshawn's your little brother?
Mm-hmm.
How old is Rayshawn?
14.
How old is Darrell?
No, I think he's like 14.
How about Bubba?
15.
How old are you?
15.
So the four of y'all got together with Jessica.
Yeah.
How old is she?
17.
She got her license, right?
Yes.
Y'all, she picked you up on Devonshire. Yeah. Where'd y'all go?
Just driving around.
Okay. Where'd you end up at before this thing went down?
The park.
Okay. You know what the name of that park is?
Bellevue.
Okay. Yeah. When y'all got over to Bellevue, what was the plan that night?
And everybody was just talking, man.
Did y'all plan on going to do the lick?
No, not really. Then we just seen the man and everybody just ran up.
Okay. Did you have anything with you?
No.
Did you bring any weapons with you?
No.
Anybody else have any poles or sticks or bats or anything like that?
Probably so.
Well, did they or didn't they?
Did you observe anything in their hands?
Not when I was looking, they did.
Okay. But you're saying you didn't have anything with you?
Mm-hmm.
No tape, no handcuffs, no straps, no weapons, no nothing?
Nothing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So y'all were in the park, and are you saying that when you guys had these prior conversations about making a lick, who all was in all those prior conversations?
Everybody.
Who's everybody?
Marcus, Darrell, Jamel, Derek, Bubba, my little brother, me.
Now, was Jamel involved in this thing this night?
No.
So it was just you, Rayshawn, Darrell, and Bubba?
Yeah.
The four of you?
Yeah.
One five?
No.
Okay. So you guys had all talked, and Marcus is a friend of Jed's, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Marcus slow too?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys had all talked about doing a lick on prior occasions,
yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. But this night, you're saying that y'all hadn't talked about doing the lick, it just jumped off?
Yeah.
And y'all saw this old man going into his house?
Yeah.
Now how far was his house from where y'all were in the park?
Like 100 feet.
Huh?
About 200 feet.
All right. You play football?
Yeah.
How about if you're on one sidelines and run across the field to the other sidelines? Was it further than that?
Yeah, just about.
Okay. So the width of a football field, not the length, but the width.
Yeah, the width.
Is that a fair distance?
Yes.
Okay. So y'all were in the park and y'all saw him going towards his house?
Yeah.
Okay. And who made the first comment about what you're going to do?
Everybody was just like, let's go get him.
Everybody, let's go get him.
Yeah.
Okay. So what'd y'all do?
I ran up there.
All four of you?
Yeah.
Okay. When you got over there, what happened? What was the first thing that happened?
No, I had my back turned from the van. Next thing you know.
But did y'all run up on the house from the front, or did y'all come in from the backyard?
The front.
So when y'all came in the front, they had a car parked behind a van, and the van was parked kind of in his front yard or in front of the house.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So where's the first place you saw this man at?
At his van.
At his van?
Yeah.
So y'all approached him. Was he getting in the van, out of the van?
He was taking his bags and out.
Going in the house? Yeah. Could you tell which door he was going in and out of?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, how do you know he's going in the house?
I'm saying that he had the bags. He was getting the bags out of the van.
Like grocery bags?
Yeah.
Okay. When y'all run up on him, you remember what this old man had on? What was he wearing?
No.
Any kind of clothes, special clothes or anything?
No.
Name tag on his clothes or anything like that? Is he wearing glasses?
Yeah.
Huh? Let me show you a... Bear with me just a sec here, okay? Show you a photograph. Holding my hand here. Is that the man?
Yes.
That's him?
Yes.
Okay, that's a little color photograph I've got in a little 3x4 card. Is that right? That's the man we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you say he was near the van when you first saw him with groceries, like you went into the house. Is that right?
Yes.
And what happened? What was the first thing that happened?
I just heard him fall.
Huh?
I just heard him fall and turned around and went up to him and just started punching him in the stomach.
Okay.
And everybody was hitting on him.
All right. You said everybody was hitting on him. Now, was this man a big man or a little man?
A big man.
How did he go to the ground?
One of them hit him when I had my back turned.
Who hit him first?
I think it was my little brother.
Rayshawn?
Yeah.
Is Rayshawn bigger than you are or smaller than you are?
Bigger.
Bigger than you are?
Yeah.
So earlier you said Rayshawn dropped him.
Yeah.
Punched him in his face.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who hit him next?
Bubba started kicking him and then I turned around and ran up there and started punching him. I don't know what the rest did. I think he hit him, but after that, everybody took off running.
Okay. Now, earlier you said that Rayshawn dropped him with a punch to the face. Is that right?
Yeah.
Bubba kicked him in the face.
Yeah.
Darrell hit him in the head with a pole or something, some kind of pole or something like that.
I didn't say that. I said he hit him with something.
With something?
I don't know if he hit him with something.
Okay. And you punched him in the stomach 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And then somebody grabbed the money.
Yeah.
Okay, where'd they grab the money from?
I don't know. I turned around and ran.
Okay, you said you ran because you heard some sirens.
Yeah.
So you just got scared and ran.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who tied this man up?
I don't know. I think it was Bubba and Darrell and my little brother.
Bubba, Darrell, and your little brother tied him up?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened to the lights of this house?
I don't know.
What do you think happened?
Somebody turned them off.
Somebody turned them off?
Yeah.
Now, earlier you said that he had, like, sensor lights on.
Yeah, something like that. Simple.
So why weren't the sensor lights coming on?
Somebody probably unscrewed the plug.
Okay. So you're saying after you heard the siren, you ran. Where'd you go to?
To the park.
When you got to the park, what did you do?
We all got in the car and everybody came back.
Got a car with Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all tell her what happened?
No.
You didn't ever tell her what happened?
I ain't saying nothing to her.
Did some of the others talk about what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, were the other guys, when you said that earlier that somebody grabbed the money, when they got back to the car, what was being said about the money?
Nothing. They just pulled it out.
Huh?
They just pulled it out.
Did y'all later talk about how the money was split?
No, I did.
Did they?
They probably did. I did.
Earlier you told me that you didn't get any money, right?
Yeah, I ain't getting none.
But they talked about getting $20 a piece.
I'm saying they all had $20 a piece the other day.
Okay. You said yesterday all of them had money, is that right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Now this particular tape that was used, you said you've seen that tape before?
What tape? Yeah.
Where had you seen that tape before at?
Over Spree.
Where's that Spree at now?
I don't know.
You been driving that Spree?
No.
You ever driven that Spree?
Yes.
When's the last time you ridden that Spree?
Last time that Texas pulled up on me.
The day this thing happened, right?
No.
The next day?
No. It was like 2 weeks before that.
Oh, on another time when the Texas came to talk to you? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there a tape like that, same tape on Bubba's Spree?
Yeah.
You don't know where that Spree is now? Huh?
No.
So, prior to this night, 5, 6, 7 times, you guys had all talked about going to do a lick. To do a lick means go do a robbery, is that right?
Yes.
But you're saying that when this thing jumped off, that wasn't the plan, but all of a sudden it just happened.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the time of the robbery, what were you wearing for clothes?
Blue jeans and a blue shirt.
What kind of shirt?
Player shirt.
And what were you wearing for shoes?
BDPs.
What color?
White and red.
Where are your blue player shirt, your blue jeans, and your red and white BDP shoes at?
In my dirty clothes bag.
In your dirty clothes bag, which is a black plastic bag, in your closet, is that right?
Yeah.
Your shoes in your room?
Yes.
Okay. Now earlier when we were talking about whether anybody went into this man's house or not, do you know if anybody went in the house?
No.
Where was he when you started punching on him?
On the ground.
Where at on the ground?
By in front of his van.
In front of his van?
Yeah.
So I drew a little diagram here. You're talking about like between the van and the house or something like that?
Yeah.
Or was it over here on the carport?
Yeah, it was something like in between that.
Was there a car in the carport?
No.
No? You don't remember a car in the carport?
No.
Okay. So you're saying it was somewhere in front of the van is where you got your blows in, is that right?
Yeah.
Did you get blood on you from this?
Not that I know of.
Did your brother, Rayshon, get blood on him?
He said he did from the punch.
He said he did from the punch?
Yeah.
Earlier, I think you said he had blood on his arm and on his shirt, is that right?
On his shirt, I don't know. From his hand, I know. I think it was because he cut him when he punched him, or he got it from his mouth when he hit him.
Okay. So, you don't remember seeing any blood on your clothes?
No.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Who's tall enough to reach up there and mess with the lights on at this man's house?
Bob.
Who else?
That's it.
What about Rayshon?
No, my brother showed it to me.
Okay. What was Rayshon wearing?
Black jeans and a red shirt.
Black jeans and a red shirt?
Yeah.
How about, what was he wearing for shoes?
White BDPs.
White BDPs?
Yeah.
Was he wearing a light blue jacket with a zip on the front?
No.
Who was wearing an Atlanta Falcons jersey?
The red.
Where's that jersey at?
Is that my house?
Did Bubba leave any clothes at your house?
No.
So it's your house, it's your clothes, Rayshon's clothes, and Darrell's jersey.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jed got anything to do with this?
No.
Does Jessica have anything to do with this?
Yeah, the driving away part, that's about it. Yeah.
But the plan, once y'all saw this man pull in, was to go over there and rob him, is that right?
No, not really.
What was the plan then? When you saw the man, y'all talked about doing a lick before.
Just mess with him.
Y'all saw the man. What was the plan to go over there and do?
Just mess with him.
Mess with him?
Yeah.
So you beat him down and stole his money?
I did.
Did you hit him 4 or 5 times in the stomach?
Yeah.
Okay. So you beat him?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Rayshon dropped him with a punch to the face, correct?
Guess so.
Bubba kicked him in the face.
Guess so.
Darrell hit him in the head with a pole.
Guess so.
No, I'm not asking for you to guess. I'm asking you what your answer is.
Yes.
That's what you told me earlier, correct?
Yes.
Is that the truth?
Yes.
Okay. So, you're saying that y'all were in the park, and all of a sudden you saw this man come in, y'all went running over here to him, is that right?
Yes.
That was to do a lick, correct?
Not my intentions, it wasn't.
Well, what was your intention? That's what you told me before.
Just
so what's your intention
fun.
Now? Just to have fun? So you go beat a 71-year-old man and
was
kill him to have fun?
Nah, we didn't know he was.
Anything else you got to say?
Thank you. down there.